A new documentary about Benjamin Franklin rescues him from the legends that have grown up around his extraordinary life. Every American elementary school student learns about Benjamin Franklin, the man who was born into poverty, went on to discover electricity, invented the lightning rod, and helped to found the country. All that stuff is true, but the PBS documentary Ben Franklin shows a man who carefully created the image of the hardworking scientist that we know today. In the film, actors read Franklin's actual words, including a description of his public relations strategy as a young businessman.
In order to build my credit and character as a tradesman, I take care not only in reality to be industrious and frugal, but to appear so in public. When I buy paper, I make sure to be seen pushing it through the streets in a wheelbarrow. I'm soon considered an industrious and thriving young man, and merchants who import books or stationery choose me to sell them in my shop. Everything goes swimmingly.
Writer and co-producer Ronald Bloomer joined Ellen Hovde, one of the film's directors, to talk about their portrait of Ben Franklin.
He's strangely modern in the sense that he really set about to create his own image. You not only have to be good, but you have to have people see that you're being good. He's one of America's first PR men.
I was astonished to realize the scope of this man's very long life, considering his extremely humble origins.
One of the problems in doing history films is to try to contextualize it. And it's so hard for people to understand what a hierarchical world that was, and to be the 15th son of a candle maker, and to rise to the prominence that he did. This is an extraordinary story, and it was done through his own effort in a time when your own effort wasn't valued that much. This is the British Empire, and it's not a question of what you do. It is, well, who are you? Who are you, Ben? You know, where do you come from?
Now, he grew up in Boston. He was apprenticed to a printer, ran away, very famous story, to England for a couple of years, came back, ended up in Philadelphia. This is all familiar to us, but I was interested to realize also that he was a politician and a very calculating politician.
Yes, he was. And he also was a person who knew that to be successful, it was very good to work in groups. And he worked in many groups, and he made quiet suggestions about what might be good to do to get what they wanted. But he never pushed himself. He took a back seat and watched the wheels go round.
He's a man of enormous ego who suppressed his own ego. And he realized that that was a very clever device. You have people underestimate you, you know, and then see how far you get in the world. And
yeah, it's a more comfortable position.
Absolutely.
You mentioned his enormous ego. Let's listen to what Ben Franklin said about the subject of vanity. Words of Ben Franklin as spoken by an actor in a PBS documentary.
Have you ever noticed when someone is making a speech which they introduce with the words, "Without vanity, I may say," they always say something very vain about themselves right afterwards. Some people think vanity is an evil. I don't. I think vanity is one of the great comforts of life.
Ron Bloomer, in this documentary, as it's written, there's an implication. You don't quite say it, but you almost suggest that Benjamin Franklin's own vanity or pride may have led to him being a major part of the American Revolution. That he was very much in favor of keeping the colonies within the British Empire until he was humiliated before a British court.
There's an argument made that he started the American Revolution. He was learning on the job as a diplomat. He was effectively the ambassador to England before even the United States was a country. He dearly loved America, and he dearly loved England, as did most Americans at the time, and he saw that a break with England would be a complete and absolute disaster, and he did everything in his power to avoid it.
He did a kind of political dirty trick to colonial
Hutchinson.
Governor.
Yes, Governor Hutchinson of Massachusetts.
What happened?
And he wanted to use Hutchinson as a scapegoat. There was trouble in the colonies, and he wanted to somehow patch it over. So what do? You find a scapegoat. And Hutchinson had written these letters, which could be construed to be incriminating. Franklin, the PR man, knew this, sent it back to the hotheads in Boston, who immediately published them and ordered Hutchinson's dismissal.
He published this guy's embarrassing private correspondence.
Right.
Why was it embarrassing, by the way?
Hutchison wrote a letter saying that we will have to abridge our liberties in order for security. Sound familiar?
I suppose so. Yeah, in a modern context, you could say that.
Yeah.
This is the thing that's interesting to me. He was doing this scheming on behalf of the British Empire. The British finally decided they didn't like him. They didn't appreciate this. He was publicly humiliated, and he turned against his own government.
Yes, he did. And when he got back to America, his son, who had been for 10 years the royal governor of New Jersey, met with his father, and his father said, well, I've changed my mind, and I'm a revolutionary now, so you must be as well. And William said, no way.
It's like the American Revolution happened within the family and tore it apart.
Mm.
Let's listen to some more of the words of Benjamin Franklin here talking about the advantage or disadvantage of being loved.
To Catherine Ray, begone business for the next hour, and let me chat a little with my Katie. You asked me in your last letter if everyone loves me as you do. Well, I must confess, don't be jealous, that many more people love me than ever before. Since I last saw you, I've done some things for the province for which people thank me and praise me, and now they love me, or at least they say they love me, like you used to do. But I'm sure if I asked them for any real favors, they would, like you, as readily refuse me. So what's the real advantage of being loved?
Benjamin Franklin, in his own words, and I want to mention, Ellen Hovde, he's not writing to his wife here.
No, indeed. He's writing to a beautiful young woman. They met only three or four times during their lifetimes, but they wrote letters during all of Franklin's long life.
Franklin has been characterized as a skirt chaser and a flirt, and of course he was.
There's more to it, though, than that. He liked women. He thought they were worth talking to. He liked listening to them. Very few people in that day and age, men, thought that women were worth anything but maybe a flirtation. He wasn't above flirtation, but he was very interested in what they thought about a lot of things.
Ron Blumer is the writer and co-producer, and Ellen Hovde is one of the producers-directors of Benjamin Franklin, a new PBS special. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Benjamin Franklin, the two-part documentary, premieres on PBS this Tuesday.